USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says a man's been arrested for planning a terror attack in downtown Cleveland on the 4th of July. The FBI says it started getting reports a year ago that the man was making statements in support of Al-Qaeda.
Facebook posts, quite frankly, were disturbing.
FBI Special Agent Stephen Anthony says the suspect is a U.S. citizen named Demetrius Pitts.
As he was expressed a willingness to conduct a U.S.-based attack.
They say Pitts was arrested after the undercover investigation had him walking downtown Cleveland streets, conducting reconnaissance on what he thought would be a large-scale attack on Independence Day. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen hinting he may cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Cohen telling ABC News that the president is not his first loyalty, but family and the country are. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
The nation's biggest business organization is battling President Trump on tariffs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce launching a campaign today opposing the president's trade tariff policies, aggressively detailing how much money tariffs imposed now by other nations are going to cost each state. Canadian tariffs on over $12 billion worth of U.S. goods took effect yesterday. Democrats are against the president's choice to replace Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and he hasn't even named a nominee yet. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the president's already told Americans he'll seek a nominee who'll overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide.
Equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Durbin speaks on Fox News Sunday. President Trump telling Fox it is possible with his next nominee, the high court could soon overturn Roe v. Wade. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A tour boat explodes in the Bahamas over the weekend, leaving at least one American tourist dead and 10 other people injured. Royal Bahamas police say the boat was carrying 10 tourists and two Bahamians when an engine exploded, setting the boat on fire on Saturday morning. An American woman was killed. Four other Americans were airlifted to a hospital in Florida. And the U.S. Coast Guard says others are being treated at a hospital in Nassau. No word on the cause of that explosion. The suspense is over. The NBA's LeBron James announcing he's agreed to a four-year, $154 million deal with LA's Lakers.
The superstar will now lead a young Lakers team that has been overmatched in recent years while rebuilding. This is the third time in 8 years James has changed teams. He returned to the Cavs in 2014 after four seasons in Miami. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And today is World UFO Day, dedicated to the existence of unidentified flying objects. UFO buffs are using the day to commemorate the alleged UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico, back in 1947. World UFO Day is meant to raise awareness about sightings and to encourage the government to be more open about UFO incidents. Remember, you can cite us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.